Now, let's talk about a guy who's very greedy. He's so greedy, he would like to take away your guns. Now, it's not that he wants to take away your guns and put them in his collection. He just wants to take them away. But he has creative ways of doing that. And he has a really, really, really screwy way of doing it this time. Senator Floyd Posansky. No, he's not on the show with me. With me right now is Dan Lucas. Hi, Dan.
Hey, how you doing, Bill?
I'm doing good. Do we have a puff of smoke yet?
No.
Okay, just, I'm checking because I'm trying to be on top of these things.
Yeah, Justin set something up like that, so, you know, each time you sell a mug, a little bit of smoke comes out.
It does, out of my ears. All right, so tell, by the way, I put on, at BillPost.com, on today's show, I put the link to this very story that we're about to talk about so that people can go read it for themselves in case they're, you know, you don't get to hear the whole thing. You put this up a couple of days ago. Floyd Posansky has something. It's Senate Bill 796. All right, it's three pages, your story, so let's kind of go through it, will you? What is so crazy about this thing?
It's just bizarre. I don't know who wrote this thing. I mean, they should be drug tested or something.
Floyd did.
But, you know, supposedly it's to make it harder to get a CHL, and they want, supposedly, it's to make people who are applying for a CHL, a concealed handgun license, make them pass a firing range test.
But it doesn't stop at that, right? It's not like, I just want you to go down and shoot four or five shots, and if you're okay, then we're good.
No, it's so bizarre. I mean, a couple of the bizarre things about it are it requires a very specific human silhouette target.
You mean like what the cops use?
Yeah, and I know of gun ranges locally here in the Portland area that won't allow those except for, like, law enforcement or for very special training.
Right.
And he's requiring everybody in the state to use it. And first of all, to specify, you know, well, you've got to use the NRA B-27 silhouette target. That's just bizarre. Who puts that level of detail in a bill?
You got me. So,
and then for somebody who supposedly, you know, he's F-rated by the NRA, Floyd is, and they've got, he's having people shoot at a silhouette of a person.
The irony is just...
Yeah.
It's
and then the other irony is, you know, they've got some bills that where they're trying to ban high-capacity magazines. And
right.
You've got, you know, New York Governor Cuomo saying you don't need, or no one needs 10 bullets to kill a deer. And now Floyd is saying, yeah, but you need 10 bullets to get a CHL. And it's timed.
That's my favorite part about
this.
Yeah. You know, that constantly the gun control people, why do you need those 10-shot, 15-shot, 20-shot magazines? Well, yeah, evidently you need one to be able to get a CHL in Oregon,
right,
if Floyd had it
like,
his way.
It's very confusing for gun owners.
Yeah.
Well, which is it?
Okay, so...
No, and so if you read the bill, which is a trip,
yeah.
It's like, Senator Posansky, why do you want to make sure CHL holders can shoot lots of bullets quickly?
That's a great question.
That doesn't make sense to me.
Okay, I want people to understand. Again, Dan Lucas with us, Morgan Catalyst. Floyd Posansky, Senate Bill 796. If you were to go, if this bill passed today, just hypothetically, if it passed today, to get your CHL, among all the other things you'd have to do, you would have to show proficiency in shooting at a silhouetted target of a human being with more than 10 bullets, right?
Right. Well, and yeah, so one of the rounds, is you have to be able to fire... basically 10 rounds in 15 seconds.
Oh. So you need a semi-automatic for that, don't you?
Well, or you have to be proficient with a speed loader, which very few people... I mean, it's just crazy. And then again, we're not police officers who have to rush into danger. You know, ideally, most of us would... We're not wearing Kevlar. We don't have a badge. We don't want to rush into danger. But if danger comes to us, we want to have that option to protect ourselves and our family. But this is like... We really don't want you guys to have guns. We think they're dangerous. But if you're going to shoot lots and shoot quickly.
It's absolutely amazing to me.
It's bizarre.
I mean, I bet if we took a poll right now and asked people who own guns, how many people actually have speed loaders? I'll bet you it's a minority.
Yeah.
I don't own one. I wouldn't even know how to use one, to tell you
right.
the truth, because I've never used one.
Yeah, so anybody with a revolver, I mean, you'd have to learn how to use a speed loader.
And on top of purchasing them.
Right.
I see. Okay.
Just to get your CHL.
Just to get a CHL, yeah. All right, what else is in here that's crazy?
Well, the level, the granularity. I mean, so one of the things I looked at was my wife pointed out to me. She said, "You know what? I don't think that the driving test, you know, for the state driving test, has got this much detail in the law." So I went and looked it up, and there's like two little phrases in state law that talks about what you need to do to get a driver's for the driving portion of the driver's test.
Right.
So, like, it doesn't say you have to do parallel parking, doesn't say you have to take a left turn or right turn, any of that. It just basically says something. I'll read it. It's like you have to demonstrate the ability to operate a motor vehicle without endangering the safety of persons or property.
Really?
They don't specify the test, but you get into Floydville.
Yeah.
And he names the exact target you have to use, the NRA B-27.
Yeah.
And then he tells you exactly how many rounds you have to fire and how many seconds you have per round and the distances. It's an absurd level of detail.
Okay. Okay. Is this what I'm reading here? Where, let's see. Five rounds fired, one at a time, with 2 seconds allowed for each shot. 10 rounds fired, two at a time, with 3 seconds allowed for each. I mean,
yep.
Is this the part of it?
Yeah, and it goes on and on.
Yeah, I'm like, holy cow. You know
and
what?
And if you look at it, you know, I've done some recent studies on how many deaths are caused by different things in Oregon, because that's something they always try to use against gun owners.
Right.
So in the most recent year that there's complete data for, which is 2009, there were 5 deaths caused by gun accidents.
Five. In Oregon.
Yes, and it's unknown if any of those even involved a CHL holder.
Okay, so...
In that same year... Yeah, go ahead.
So 2009, so obviously that's before the Clackamas thing, so...
But those weren't accidents.
Oh.
Right, and so that's why I pointed out...
Say that again. Gun accidents.
Right, and I'm hoping that Floyd is not, you know, passing this bill to improve the accuracy or speed of someone using a firearm to commit a homicide or suicide. I'm assuming that it's an accident.
Okay, I get it. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so... there were 5 deaths caused by gun accidents.
All right.
And, again, I don't know if any of those involved CHL holders. In that same year, there were 184 deaths caused by passenger vehicles, so cars, pickups, and vans, plus another 104 caused by a vehicle they didn't specify, and 59 more that were motorcycle accidents. But
okay, so...
And you can see in state law, there's just a little phrase about what the driving test needs.
Yeah.
And yet, for 5 accidental gun deaths, because they apparently don't like guns, they go into this absurd level of detail.
So, in other words, there's about 100 times more accidental deaths via some sort of vehicle versus guns, and yet, just about any Tom, Dick, or Harry can walk in and get a driver's license by just... passing a very simple test.
Right, and state law specifies almost nothing about what has to be in that driving test.
Yeah.
But Floyd wants to, you know, every little detail of the firing range test he wants to specify.
I'm looking at this, and I know this isn't the entire bill, but A, B, C, 10, A, 1, 3, 5, I mean, that's a whole list of things in this bill.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really minutia.
I don't understand it. And so here's the other thing. You know, what problem is he trying to solve? What was the problem? Where was there an accidental shooting by a CHL holder that's why he wants to pass this?
In other words, what spurred him to do this?
Exactly. Because I do a lot of research on this. I've never found an accidental shooting, or I'm not aware of any accidental shooting. So, you know, if there are, it's far fewer than, obviously, than traffic accidents. So, you know, we've got around 164,000 law-abiding citizens, and all of us have to pass an FBI background check.
Mm-hmm.
So if he has evidence of a problem, well, let's hear that, and then let's work on solutions together instead of coming up with pretty poorly thought-out bills like this.
Yeah, this is really great. And by the way, I know in your story, Dan Lucas with us from Oregon Catalyst, and you can read this story at Oregon Catalyst, or you can go to billpost.com, and I have a link there for it. It says click here for the story. The bill discriminates against some of Oregon's most vulnerable citizens, like whom?
Absolutely. So, like my wife, Rachel, sometimes she likes to use a revolver because if her tendonitis is bothering her, it's harder to chamber around. So, at those times, she uses a revolver. Well, for so because of for that reason, that's something that she recommends to people who are either new gun owners or for some women that have that same type of issue where it's hard for them to chamber around, or even some people who've got some physical limitations. And so those very people then would be the ones who would have to learn how to use a speed loader.
Yeah.
So it discriminates against people. And, you know, for like somebody who's bound in a wheelchair or some other kind of physical ailment, they're already more vulnerable. Like when they're, you know, going to get their groceries or whatever, they're already more vulnerable.
Oh, yeah.
So why pick on them with this bill?
Absolutely.
They should have a right to defend themselves just like anybody else.
Well, this... I saw the bill number, but I guess I never dug into it. I just thought, it's another stupid gun bill. But I didn't realize how really stupid it is. What, in your estimation, does this have any chance of going anywhere at this point?
I don't know. It was one of four that were supposed to get a hearing this week.
Yeah.
But then I believe they felt some pressure, and thank you to anybody who helped bring that pressure, and they delayed it. So, I mean, I hope they rethink this. Or think it at all, because this is very poorly thought out legislation.
Absolutely. All right, Dan Lucas, I appreciate it. Say hi to Rachel for me.
Well.
And thank you for bringing this story to our attention. It's good stuff.
All right, thank you, Bill.
You take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, Dan Lucas, Oregon Catalyst. Now, if you go to billpost.com under On Today's Show, you'll find a link to that story. If you want to read the whole story for yourself and read the details of this bill. It's really stupid. I mean, ridiculously stupid.